Unit 6, Ending a Long Career. Ken spent over 30 years on the police force in New York City, trying his absolute best to clean up the streets of crime and injustice. From the second he joined the police, he obediently followed the justice code of New York and carried out his duties without question. There was not so much as a single smear of disapproval or corruption on his long record. The mayor, commissioner, and governor of New York could not have been more proud of all the great work that Ken had done over the years for the city. However, he was getting old, and the rules stated that after 30 years, an officer must retire from the police. Ken pleaded to lengthen the terms of his contract, but there was nothing anyone could do to keep him on staff. He could not imagine a life without being a police officer, and Ken was very sad to think of what he would do after he retired. Throughout the years, he had worked on high-profile cases and helped solve many of the most difficult cases that came through New York City, using his sharp wit and intuition. In the weeks leading up to his retirement party, he thought long and hard about all he had done while being a police officer. Once, he bravely chased an armed robber across rooftops in the ghetto and caught him right before he was able to escape. His achievements stretched beyond fieldwork as well. In the 1990s, Ken served on a committee that convinced the local government to provide additional funding to the police department. He even worked undercover, pretending to be a drug smuggler once in order to arrest a high-profile drug dealer in the city. Though he had made some very dangerous decisions throughout his career that put his life on the line, no one doubted that Ken was one of the best men ever to wear a police uniform. He would miss the job a great deal after he left, but he would always remember the good that he did for the city. Further, he would never forget the co-workers that served with him each day. He felt so lucky to be surrounded by such loyal and brave people in his job. Once he was taken off active duty, Ken was not sure what he would do next, but he considered it maybe a time for a long vacation on a beautiful beach. On the day of his retirement party, he silently wept as the mayor of New York read over Ken's list of achievements and commemorated him for the service he had done for the city.